Hello and welcome, beautiful family, to Bianca's Holistic Way podcast. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here to share with you a sacred place from the deepest part of my heart, full of health, spirituality, and knowledge about turning our experiences to our purpose. We will be getting deep with leaders in health and spirituality so that you can become in alignment with me. Using the coffee enema solution for about 2 years now. Coffee enemas have helped me so much with my gut health, hormonal balance, leading to glowy skin and no more of that bloating belly. Coffee enemas help with glutathione production and have shown me so many benefits. The coffee enema solution is the sponsor of this podcast, and I specifically use their products as they are 100% Australian made, organic and mold and mycotoxin free, which of course we all love. Check them out now at www.coffeeenemasolution.com.au. All of this information can be found in the show notes. Welcome back, fam, and welcome to 2022. It's a pleasure to have you all back here, witnessing that power within, up-leveling and becoming the best version of yourself. Today's guest is Stephanie Komenakis, who is truly an incredible soul. Steph is a trauma-informed coach who helps both men and women witness their childhood to understand the cycles in which keep them from true expansion. Unlocking these beliefs and patterns allows others to feel truly alive. Steph also is a tarot card reader, a birth chart reader, a moon cycle host, and so much more. In today's episode, we go deep about how to unlock our limiting beliefs, release them, and allow us to become the best version of ourselves. We get an insight of what led Steph to be in purpose on purpose, my experiences with transformation from working alongside her, so much wisdom, tips, inspiration, and I promise you'll leave this episode encouraged that you absolutely can have it all. You can totally unlock these limiting beliefs that are holding you back from living in true alignment. Welcome, beautiful Steph. I'm so honored to have you here. You've been a mentor of mine for so long, and we've actually discussed this for a while now. So I'm so excited to have you on here. And of course, the very first question that I always ask the guests is, what has led you to your purpose? Because I truly do invite people onto the podcast who I believe are living in true alignment and have gone through beautiful experiences that have led them to just be living who they're supposed to be.
Thank you for having me in this space. I have been so excited about this in the last few days, and I'm so privileged that you asked me to be in this space, so thank you. I felt really emotional as you were talking. I'm like, my eye is like watering. Going to the question of what is my purpose, I think that's a really beautiful question to open up the space. And I would say that my purpose is to show people who I am and really show people what I've been through. So it gives permission for others to step into themselves fully, to come home to themselves fully, and to give themselves permission to feel everything in between, not just the highs, the lows, but to feel fully alive and to feel what that actually feels like.
Absolutely beautiful. And do you have a story as to like what led Steph to be doing such an incredible job for people?
Yeah, I feel it's been a really long road. Yeah, I'm like getting so teary, and I'm like, is it dust or is it tear coming out of one eye?
I love it.
We're feeling the high emotions with this Aquarius season. I'm like, whoa, heart is open, like all the way open.
I love it. I'm feeling the goosebumps.
Oh, I'm glad. The path that got me to where I am today has been a really long one, and I'm sure we'll be delving into all of that today. But I think to wrap it up in a nutshell is I've come from a really abusive environment within my family. And when I started to question these things, and when I actually gave myself permission to question outside of what I was conditioned to believe, it truly started to set me free. And the way that I coped back in the day was going to the gym and looking after my physical body and really looking after my physical body helps with my mental body. And now that I've learned more about my emotional and spiritual self, it's all just intertwined and come into one. So yeah, I feel like it's been an unraveling journey, but it started, I guess, with there when I realized something wasn't okay. And I was like, I need to question this because it no longer sits well with me.
So beautiful that you already had like the body kind of avenue, because I feel like that's a lot to do with spirituality, a lot to finding ourselves as being or having that connection with our physical body. It's so, so important. And yeah, it's just beautiful. And sorry that you've had to experience those things, but it's like that dynamic of the polar energies is what is so, so special. And I feel like all of us have some trauma to some degree, whether you see it or not right now, you know, in that subconscious, there is these areas that we could dig into and truly start to develop or find those parts of us. And then we can alchemize those polar energies. And I feel like that is like exactly what you've done, and you've been able to help so many people. So I'm so honored to have you here. And I really want to share a little bit about my experience with you as well, so people kind of get the understanding of where we come from, basically. And I was really blessed to meet you on I believe we were doing a different course together at the time. And I saw this course and you can't explain when you see something and you just feel like it's right for you. Like I just felt like, wow, there's something in that. And I'd already started the podcast at this stage, but I knew that I still had things holding me back from where I could truly, you know, go to in this lifetime. I knew there was more for me. I knew there was things that I was saying no to, and I didn't want to do that anymore. And so along the journey of this incredible course I did with you, which was Beliefs Unlocked, which I know you have a lot to share about and are doing another round of that coming up soon. So talk about divine timing and sharing this. But yeah, it was such an incredible experience for me because I was like, I know I'm saying no to things like other podcasts and other things that are coming into my, you know, avenue, but I'm scared. Why am I scared? What's going on? And although I've put myself out there so much, I still had these boundaries. And what we ended up figuring out is I had this role, and I have many roles that I still work with, but one I want to bring up today is the role of the perfectionist. And I had this running the show over everything else. As much as I was feeling like I was authentic, I didn't see why I was saying no. I thought I was saying no because that felt right, but it didn't. I knew in my soul, I'm like, I'm saying no because of another reason, because I'm scared of how I'm going to show up. I'm scared of how people are going to see me. And then we were able to go through this belief of me believing or figuring out that I was like, you know, trying to be perfect. And the truth was that I was trying to look a certain way to hide certain parts of myself or something more like subconscious. So I believed if I looked this certain way, then I would be able to protect the parts that I was trying to protect. And I had no idea that I was doing this. It blew my mind. You know, I knew there was a reason why I was saying no, and that's what sparked me to come and join your course. But figuring out that this was running the show, and this was like, you know, 6 episodes into the podcast. So what's so special about it as well is I haven't been editing the podcast. I don't really look at them back. I just let them flow, and people are like, wow, I love them. And it's like I've started to now, you know, be on other people's podcasts. And so it's like when we just realize that we have these beliefs, we can truly start being our actual authentic self. And sometimes when we're saying no, it's not actually authentic as well. So that was kind of like a little nutshell of what I experienced over our beautiful course that we did. And I'd love for you to share a little bit more about the beliefs that we do have, how they're formed, and as much information as you can on this beautiful area that we can look at and be like, oh, wow, I'm holding all of these subconscious beliefs and they're stopping me from being who I truly am, because I think it's something that can truly guide people back to their authentic self. So it's a beautiful, beautiful area to look at.
Absolutely. And I love that you shared your personal experience with that, because I feel the more that we do this as healers, as mentors, as coaches, whatever, you know, we label ourselves as and whatever other people label themselves as, the more we allow people to see and feel us, the more people will connect and engage and actually go, okay, I like this person. She's real. And she messes up just like I do. And she experiences life just like I do. She doesn't hide away from her emotions and her feelings. She feels it. And I'm getting goosebumps as I talk about this, because it's not only my experience that I shed light on when I talk about this in courses, and I'm sure with yourself and your experience, it's not just you speaking from your voice. It's, I'm doing this so I can impact others. I'm doing this so I can pass this on to others, because now you stepping into realizing the perfectionist, making friends with the perfectionist, I think is a really key thing with beliefs. It's like, don't ridicule yourself for being a perfectionist or for having the traits of a perfectionism. Make friends with it. Understand why she, he, or they is there. Understand what they're doing. Understand how they're feeling. And more often than not, it's our inner child, scared as hell, like, hello, someone pay attention to me, because no one's paid attention to me before. And for some people, it falls under perfectionism. For some people, it's imposter syndrome, which is a branch of perfectionism. For some people, it's feeling unworthy. For some people, it's, I could go on. There are just so many beliefs that people have. And it's not that, you know, it's not that you've purposely gone, I am going to be this perfectionist from age 5 and I'm going to inflict this on myself. We don't have the capacity to create these out of nowhere as children. And I think something that I really highlight in Beliefs Unlocked, and even just my work in general, even my own healing, it's we didn't choose these beliefs. We didn't, you know, purposely go, I want to be this like unworthy woman that is so insecure and is going to self-sabotage every relationship that I have or every friendship that I have. You learn it from somewhere. And these beliefs start from our parents or the people that raised us, our teachers even. I feel like teachers play a really crucial role in our lives, especially like early days, kinder and primary school. They're really prominent ages where we start to form what's safe, what's not safe, what is something I truly believe with my core and what's something that I don't believe. So some people had teachers when they were really young telling them that's not good enough and would rip up things. You need to do that again. You're not drawing in the lines, or that's not like this student. You need to be more like this student. So it teaches kids to not trust themselves, to not be expressive, to not allow their creativity to come through. So then when they're in their adult life going, hey, be your authentic self or be really creative, allow your inner child to take over. It's like, okay, I don't know how to do that because that does not feel safe for me. And I think this is where people that have these beliefs, no matter which one they are, there's one, there's many. And I feel like for the most part, it's not just one, it stems from lots of little things, but we'll notice one that's like the big theme that we notice. And for you, it was perfectionism. For me, I think for a lot of the time, it's perfectionism, unworthiness, but it's like, I feel like I go on a tangent with this stuff because it's so potent and it's such like a loaded question, but it's such a crucial thing when we learn to be friends with our beliefs, when we learn to understand, and then when we learn, where did they come from? This isn't mine to begin with. Where did it come from and how is it showing up? I think that's when it's like your healing journey just starts to unfold faster than ever before and it finally starts to make sense. It's like the puzzle pieces kind of come together.
It's so, so, so special because it truly is, it's not our fault. And I think we try and hide these parts of ourselves so much. Like that was definitely me. Like it was perfectionist, but it was also like a lot of shame. It was like, if I come across this way, then I can. And this is like, this took a lot of, you know, of our sessions to for this to come out. And you showed us how to start noticing them as well, which I'd love for you to share as well. But it's like, it was like for me, if I could, you know, come across this way, well, then they would never know that I was feeling this way. And it just came back to like a deep rooted trauma that came out so, so rapidly for me over this time. And I was able to like heal it, forgive it, and move on in that moment. And I feel like that was, you know, it took, I say it quite simply, but it did take a lot of time to see it, move it, and then forgive it and move on. But for me, that worked the best because I was like, wow, I've been holding on to this shame and like it's not even mine, you know? It wasn't mine to hold on to begin with. So when we see these things, we can truly start to expand our lives and just stop being who we're supposed to be and stop holding back. But it does take you know, educating in this area to realize that these are not who we are, to realize they're not ours, but also to like nourish them, feel them. I feel like we need to feel into them and then like be able to accept them, because when we accept ourselves, we stop comparing ourselves. We stop, you know, we know who we truly are, and no one else can kind of get in the way of that. And it's like this inner power that I found from understanding this within myself. I'm like, oh, wow. And then like, you know, you see that all of us have it to a degree. So it's like, how could we even begin to compare in the first place? Because we all have this in so many different areas. But once we see it, feel it, nourish it, it's just like, wow, like completely life-changing. So I'd love for you to take us through like a few little steps of, to a degree, if you're happy to, like how to start noticing these things. Because for me, it was like we were doing the course, but it was, I remember one thing, like not wanting to leave the house to go on a walk without makeup because I had a massive pimple on my face. Or if you're in America, I believe you call them like a zit. And it was so funny. I was like, I don't want to leave the house because I have this pimple. And every week on our group course, we would upload like a video. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity whilst I'm feeling this in my body to jump on and be like, hey guys, this is me without makeup. This is my pimple. Like, I'm just being me. This is normal. And it's okay if we have this in this moment and we can still go out for that walk. But I'm just sharing, like, this is my perfectionist showing up again. Like, if I have this pimple, I'm not good enough. Like, it's so crazy. And it is such a childish habit. But I was like, oh, wow. Like, I feel sorry for my little inner child. Like, how long has she been dealing with this? Like, been hiding all these parts of herself. So yeah, I'd love for you to share how we can start noticing them.
Absolutely. And yeah, I feel like that was such a big journey for you. And everyone has an experience similar to that or the same as that. But it's like, I feel like you would have experienced this too. Once you finally recognize what it is and you can put your finger on it and go, okay, it's not exactly this, because my examples are from my experience. But once you understand, okay, it's in this area, you name it and you feel it, like you said, and then you can actually take the steps, which I'm going to take you guys through. You can take the steps to actually moving through it. And I think the key thing I want to highlight before I start rambling on, as I do, is you cannot feel something that you're trying to just actively avoid all the time. So if you're out in the world going, I have no emotions, I don't care, this doesn't bother me, but then behind closed doors, you feel insecure and then you feel unworthy and you feel like, you know, you can't leave the house because you've got no makeup on, or you can't make the Instagram post, or you can't start the business because your knowledge isn't up to scratch, or whatever it is. Sure, there is a level of, you know, putting the intention forward and having a genuine outlook on things. I truly believe in taking the initiative and having the intention. But then it's like, okay, you've got all the intentions. Are we going to move? Are we going to move? Are we going to move? Or are we going to sit in this and just beat ourselves up? So yeah, I just wanted to say that first, because the people I work with, and this is a reflection of the journey I've been on, so please don't feel like any of you are alone in this. Connecting to our emotions in any way that feels safe to begin with. And I think this is where lots of professionals go wrong, is they're trying to force one, like one size fit all approach to their clients or to their people that they work with. And they're like, this is going to work for everyone. And it's like, okay, but this person doesn't feel safe in expressing in this way. And to be trauma informed, it's to understand trauma in all of its lenses. I'm not going to understand your trauma to your degree. I'm not, because I haven't experienced it, but I can have the compassion and the understanding to go, okay, I'm going to hold space for that. She's not ready for this, or she's ready for this, either one. Let's roll with that. Let's actually work with her as an individual. And yeah, that's just my little outlook on professionals and moving people through this stuff. But I want to give you a couple of little nuggets to take away. And if it's one thing that you really resonate with, amazing. If it's all of them, that's amazing as well. But just know this is not going to fit for everyone. And I really want to emphasize that this will not work for everyone, because some people have already stepped into their healing journey. Some people, you know, have listened to this podcast and they're making their way through the episodes, and this is their awareness to their healing journey. Some people don't even know what healing is, don't know what trauma is, they don't even know what an emotion is at this point. And all of those are welcome here. All of those are welcome in my space, Bianca's space, the podcast space. I really want to highlight that. Something that I want to start with is when we're in our fight or flight, or those really like states, and we don't know what our triggers are, what our emotions are, what our trauma is, and we're just in fight or flight because that's how we all begin when we are triggered and when our inner child feels unsafe, is learning to just tune in. When I say tune in, I don't mean like adjusting the volume like a DJ set. I mean like tuning in to, okay, I don't know how I'm feeling. I don't know what this is, but my heart's racing or my hands are shaking or I'm getting this really like radiating pain from my shoulder blade up to my neck and it's becoming a migraine. We notice the physical symptoms first. And this is where I never understood this when I first started my journey. I was like, I don't feel anything. And my psychologist that I work with for a really long period of time, and he's just amazing, was like, where are you feeling this in your body? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, okay, well, if you bring yourself into stillness just for a moment, where are you feeling this? I used to always feel like a lump in my throat, like there was a golf ball in my throat. I really used to really struggle to speak up and set boundaries and use my voice. And that was the first time where I was like, ooh, what is this? I'd be walking around that for, you know, I'm 24 now. I'd been walking around that my whole life going, oh, I don't know. I don't feel anything. I don't know what's going on. So something I advise you guys to do is notice the physical feeling. And if you can't notice it straight away, that's okay. Maybe your body's just not feeling safe to label it or to feel into it. But just noticing if there's any slight shift, whether it's a change of volume in your voice, whether it's a quiver in your voice, a closing of the throat, a racing of the heart, whatever it may be, noticing those little shifts. Then if you're feeling like you're wanting to move from there and you feel safe and you feel ready, if you could label that, and I'm not a huge fan of labels sometimes because then we like box ourselves in and then we go, this is who I am. But I think they can be really important to start off to identify. So once you've felt where it is physically, trying to put a label on it. Is this excitement? Probably not. Is this fear? Maybe. Is this feeling, you know, unworthy? Is my inner child feeling unworthy? Okay, maybe it is. I don't really know how to connect with that yet, but it could be in that area. So you may not get bang on every time and go, I'm feeling like this and I'm feeling triggered because of this. But it could just be, I'm feeling off, or I feel really restless, or I feel really anxious. And then when you feel ready, you can branch off and be more specific. Those are the two stages I would say first. And one more that I want to share is, if you could connect to your body, your inner child, your inner knowing, whatever feels good or makes sense for you right now in this moment, asking your body, your knowing, or your inner child what they need in this moment. If they want to say anything, if they are feeling something, or if you can just be with them in some way, asking what they need from you. I think just taking the time to connect with those things, again, calling it your body or your inner knowing or your inner child, for me, it's the same because it's the same process we go through. Asking yourself, how can I support you in this moment? How can I support my body? How can I support my inner child in this moment? And then going off from there, we can go really advanced, which I teach in my courses, but I really just want to give you those foundations to start with because it's the key to feeling safe. We need to teach ourselves that we can feel safe in our bodies. And we don't do that by going, you have trauma and you are triggered and this is what happened to you. It's like, okay, that is valid and that is here, but let's take it a few steps back and just start from the start and just build that safety within ourselves.
So important. I feel like you're right. I have to laugh then because some people are like, you have this and you have that. And yes, we do all have some to some degree when we're looking in. But it's like, no, let's just like do this slowly and nicely and nourishing, especially like if you have had, you know, repressed memories or anything like this in your childhood, it's like, just like breathe with yourself for a little bit, take a few steps back. I actually just had this like a really beautiful weekend that I'll quickly share. I had like a little silent retreat. I don't even know. I was watching, I downloaded Gaia. I love it. Like, I got rid of Netflix and I just listen to Gaia now, because I found, like, through watching those things, it was very aligned to me, like very holistic healing and like all these different beautiful spiritual practices to like meet yourself. And so I downloaded that and I watched this guy, and he said he went on this like silent retreat and like was able to bring up a lot of emotions in his body. And I found that really impactful, actually. And I then was like, yesterday, I'm going to do like a 12-hour fast. And so I did like a little bit of silence and a little bit of fast. And so much came up in my body, because we're like used to like kind of pushing it down with everything, you know, whether it be, you know, for me, it was like always emotional eating, and trigger warning for anyone who has gone through anything like that. Like, that was something that I used to do. Like, I would get heaps of like lollies or chocolate and like fill my voids with that rather than feeling my feelings. And it's like, I feel like that's what you mentioned there as well. Like, to really start finding a way to feel into your feelings, to acknowledge these parts of ourselves, you know, especially from 0 to 7. And I know I've spoken a little bit about inner child healing on here before. If people haven't listened to that, those episodes, though, it's truly like this period of time of our life from 0 to 7. Basically, we haven't formed particular parts in our brain to be able to physically understand emotions until we're 7 years old. So whatever our caregivers, teachers, anyone in this period had reflected back to us, it really created these beliefs in our body. This could look different for so many people, but that's normally where this root is. So for a lot of people, they don't actually remember this part of their life as well, which can make it a little bit more difficult. But as Steph mentioned, it's like, how can we start feeling into our body, you know, start noticing without the shame? It's really, really an incredible way to do that. So that could look like I mentioned, a silent retreat, or if you're with a particular holistic practitioner, of fasting or some type of, you know, acknowledgement, whatever that is in your body or whatever that feels good for you in a safe environment, you can start to notice these things and truly change your life. And since I've done Steph's course, I've now, you know, got myself into three different podcast episodes. I just did one with the Tick Bootcamp podcast as well, sharing my whole story. I think we went on for like 2.5 hours. I just could speak so clearly and realize that this is something that I'm so passionate about. And I don't understand why I was so scared before. I mean, I do, but it's like, wow, all it took was noticing in my body and forgiving myself for those things. So yeah, truly, truly incredible stuff. And so the next thing I'd love to quickly take everyone through is like emotional regulation, because this was a huge part of your course that actually really helped me. So basically, we have these beliefs, then they are taking control basically of our life to a degree. How do we get them out of our body? I mean, like I mentioned, I would emotionally eat to like kind of keep pushing it down. Like, that's how I explain it to myself. And so everyone can do different things. Some people might not eat, or they might, you know, do other things, drugs and alcohol, whatever that looks like. Like, that is us trying to suppress these feelings in our body. And we know we have them. We can do this positivity 24/7. And I tried all of that law of attraction, but it's like, no, they're going to keep coming up. And you're going to have to deal with them. So it's like, okay, once we finally admit them to ourselves, we feel them in our body, what do we do with them? How do we let them out? How do we process them? Because I think we don't realize that we can process them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I love that this has progressed to this point in this conversation. I just love it so much. I think something that you said that just really like lit a light bulb within me is that toxic positivity does not work. And I know that you've done this and I've done this. I did this for years. Again, I remember telling my psychologist when I first worked with him, and it's so funny, not laughing at myself, but like just connecting to that part of me that was so scared. I remember telling him that I had no emotions and I didn't need to let anything out because I didn't feel anything and I never will. I'm just one of those rare humans that he's never met that has no emotions. And he, God bless him, was so patient with me. He was like, okay, everyone has emotions. Maybe you just don't feel safe, keyword safe, to express them. And I was like, no, I just don't think you know me very well. I just don't have them. I never feel anything. My face is blank. My face used to be really expressionless. People used to talk to me and my voice was like really monotone. people never used to realize how I felt because I never said anything in terms of never expressed it verbally. I never expressed it on my face or my voice. It just all sounded the same. So I think for anyone who may be at this point, and I just wanted to bring that to light because some people may be here and there's nothing wrong with that. It means you're a human who is a little bit afraid or is, you know, numbing, like Bianca was saying, with whether it's eating or scrolling or drugs or alcohol, or there's so many things that can fall under there to the extremity of addiction. This is how addiction comes about, from repressed trauma and all the things. Realize what you may fall under. Like, if you were to ask yourself, when big emotions come up, or when I feel the lack of emotion, when you may say, I don't feel anything. When you're saying you don't feel anything, what do you tend to reach for? Is it your phone? Is it food? Is it calling up a friend and just blah onto them, like word vomiting onto them? Because some people do that because they don't know how to help themselves, and that helps them for 2 seconds. There's so many different avenues people go down, but I want to go back to the question now of what you asked me. When people feel that and they go, oh my God, I do this. Like, when I realized, again, really similar to you, I used to emotionally eat all the time, and it still comes up for me sometimes. I'm a human. When I realized that was one of the avenues that I went down, I was like, oh, okay. So now when I go to reach for those foods, I'm going to, one, give myself compassion for realizing that's what I'm doing and that's how I may be feeling. Two, I need to get this out and move it. And when I say get this out, it's not just like a 2-second thing and voila, you're done. Like, poof. It's a process. I recommend, if people haven't done this before, work with a healer, a coach, a mentor, so they can hold the space and talk, like actually talk you through it. Again, it's going to be at a pace that's individual to you rather than just like me giving you kind of a cookie cutter vibe today. But again, just a couple of things you can take with you is, once you realize what it could be or what it may not be and how it feels in the body, some people may like to journal and get it out on paper first so they can read it. I feel like when I write down how I'm feeling and then I almost like read it back to myself, it almost is real, because it's like I'm reading a book from someone else kind of thing. Like, it's not just me thinking about it and going, I'm just going to minimize my emotions and pretend it's not there and it's not that bad. Whereas when I write it down, I'm going, okay, this is kind of bad. I didn't realize I felt like this. And you can also use that as a measure to come back to, which is helpful. Something else that I teach, and there's lots of different variations of this, is getting it out from your physical body. Shaking is a really fun one. It's like one of my favorites. Putting on your favorite song that gets you really angry or gets you really jumpy. Shake your body. When I say shake your body, like you were a dog that just got dumped by a wave in the ocean and you're just shaking everything to try and get dry. Think of it like that. It doesn't need to look pretty. It doesn't need to look nice. Close your blinds so your neighbors don't see you. Or if you're being real expressive, leave them open. But put on a song and just move your body. If it's shaking about, if it's, flicking your head around, like you're head banging or something. Movement is encouraged here. And again, it doesn't need to look like one size fits all. Just move. Just move in a way that feels, it's kind of going to feel forced at the start because it's like, this feels weird. Why am I shaking my body like this? And I think something that we don't realize in this day and age, and we're learning to remember this because it's always been around, is when people, animals, beings in general are traumatized, they need to shake to release. And we're conditioned that that's, in quotation marks, crazy. It's like, if we don't shake and we don't move through this stuff, we're holding it energetically. And that manifests into disease and sickness and all the things. So yeah, shaking is a really, really, really good one. If you're feeling game, pillow, scream as loud as you can into it. It is so fun. I would do this sitting down if you were doing it for the first time. I remember my psychologist took me through it for the very first time when I told him I still didn't feel any emotions. And then we did like an anger release thing. And I was like, I think I saw red and I think I nearly like got lightheaded. So I think this is a problem. So yeah, I would say start with those two. And if you need other measures or other variations, that's when you can venture out to your professionals that you work with, or you can reach out to Bianca and I. Starting with those, seeing what comes up, because I guarantee you, after your body starts to feel safe, and I say that again, when your body starts to feel safe, not after one time, not after two times, it may take a few times for you to shake your body for it to start to feel safe and for things to start to move through, you will sit there and there may be some emotion that gets felt, some crying, some screaming. You may feel really angry and you may start to realize why your inner child resents your parent or whatever it is, or your ex-partner or your ex-boss or whatever comes up for you emotionally. You'll start to realize this much at a time. And I know you guys can't really see because it's on a podcast, but little chunks at a time, you'll start to feel it. You'll start to see it. You'll start to connect with it. And this isn't, again, for you to go 1, 2, 3. Steph said 1, 2, 3. These are just options. And if you need progressions from that, that's then, you know, the job of your healer, coach, professional to progress you. But you may also need regressions of this. So things that aren't as expressive. Shaking may feel really terrifying for you. It may just start with some head circles when you're laying down, or it may start with you voice noting yourself, talking to yourself out loud. Yeah, I feel like that was wrapped up in a really long way, but I really wanted to give a voice to, yeah, how it can manifest as well, which I know is very down your alley.
Yes. This is all absolutely perfect. And like Steph said, there's so many different ways we can do it. And like Steph does, and so many of us do, is like, we see people individually. Everyone is so different. And so don't be tough on yourself if these things don't feel comfortable for you. You know, just hearing it on a podcast would probably be way too scary for me. I needed Steph to truly guide me through these things because I was just so terrified to even do those things. And as a dancer my whole life, I still struggle to get in that mode again after like what I've been through. So these things don't just get, you don't just do it one time and then it completely goes away as well. I really want to like put a big highlight on that as well. It's something that we need to incorporate in our life forever. We are always healing. I love saying that because we are always healing. We are never, ever healed. If someone tells you they're going to heal you, that is not true. We are always healing. There's always, even if you healed, you know, your childhood or whatever that looks like for you or your teenage years, there's still like new experiences every day. So we're always healing. So incorporating these things into our life allows us to continue to be who we truly want to be, continue to feel authentic, and to not, you know, come off as someone and then have the shame of feeling these things in our body. And I think that's why it's so, so potent and so, so beautiful, because we can learn to nourish and feel and love ourselves, you know, rather than extending or needing it from anyone else. You can truly feel loved by yourself. It's almost like when we look at like a baby and we have to hold it in order for it to stop crying and to feel loved. And it's like, just hold yourself however that looks for you. If it's like hugging yourself or whatever in every moment, you know, we always have everything within as well. As much as it's lovely to have healers and different people in our lives, we do have that ability to reach ourselves. So just simply asking yourself and going back to the journaling as well, that really helped me. I still do it, like, you know, at least once, twice a week. It's something that's a part of my life. It's like, why am I feeling this pain? And then I just write. And that really works for me. For some people and some of my clients as well, I'm like, they have the scrolling. We mentioned like the phone. And so I'm like, okay, make an album in your phone rather than going to Instagram and scroll through, you know, things that are going to light you up and make you feel good in those moments as well. And so that kind of leads me to the newest question on this podcast. You're the first guest this year. So I've had this incredible kind of awareness and maybe even problem within myself to a degree. And I've always wondered how to deal with this. I do some like breathing and other things in this area, but it's like we go into a container and we feel really safe and we feel really good in the container. And then we have to go to our parents' place, or then we have to go to the shopping center, or, you know, whatever that looks like for you. And all of a sudden, everything is like, you're living this old reality and all of these things that, you know, Steph or Bianca said in that podcast, like, that's not real. Like, this is overwhelming. Like, that person's really mean. And all of the things just start to happen. And it's like, okay, I want to start asking people what they do in these scenarios when we feel really, really overwhelmed. What is like a practice we could do in that moment? And I know it's different every time and there's not going to be a perfect answer, but I just want to hear from people, like, especially people like yourself, like, what do you do in those moments to kind of bring you back?
I really love this question. I love that I'm the first to answer it too. This is very Aquarius energy. Like, I'm the first, I'm the voice. This is just, this is amazing. I think it's really beautifully timed as well, just coming out of the holiday season, because I still think people may be feeling the back end of this. People have just come from Christmas, New Year's, and other celebrations, which they're seeing their families a lot. And obviously this looks really different to everyone. I don't have a connection at the moment with my family, so I didn't see them over the holiday period, so I wasn't as triggered. But I know lots of my clients, my friends, mentors, they spent time with family. And I say this to everyone, you can do all the one-to-one coaching with me and Bianca and whoever, and you can do all of the containers. You can sign up for every offer that I launch. And I would love that if that aligns with you. But I feel that the true shifts in our healing, we need to embody those. We can't just like read the textbook and go, I'm healed. This is amazing. It's like, yes, you've learned the tools. You've filled up your toolbox. You've got the different things you can use now, or you've got the different people you can reach out to. But now you're going to go in that same environment. Again, context with everyone. Some people aren't going to go in those same environments again. But if you are going to those environments that are, you know, semi-unhealthy or unhealthy or toxic, it's all about nurturing self, making self feel safe. Because if you don't feel safe in your body, you're not going to voice boundaries. You're not going to put your foot down. You're not going to leave if things get unsafe or all of these things. You're not going to feel safe to do anything because your inner child's going to be like, let's go. I want to run. I want to run from my emotions and do the same thing again because they're the same. We need to make a decision firstly if these people are worth being in our lives and whether we need to distance, have no contact, or, you know, there's other avenues with that as well. But also if you are maintaining contact with these people, you know, the family, the supermarket, all of those things, all of those examples you mentioned before, it's how can I remind myself that I'm safe here, but how can I embody what I've learned? Sure, it's not going to be the same as the way you voiced boundaries in a container on a live that was private with the coach. I know that. But how can you use that tool and start to integrate that? Because I think something that people get really wrong, and this is not their fault, by the way, it's the practitioner, the healer, or the coach they work with that sells them the idea that they can, you know, the coach heals them. And like Bianca said before, you heal you, and you're not going to fully heal, but you learn to heal the parts of you that you've suppressed for a very long time. No coach, no professional will heal you. We think that we can do all the healing within self, with a coach, with a healer, with a psychologist, whoever we work with. And we think that the relationship with our dad or with our ex-partner or with, you know, the lady, you know, scanning our things at Coles is going to be like healed. We heal when we're back in those situations and something shifts. It's like, yes, you can make those shifts and understand the trauma, understand the conditioning when we are working with the professionals. Yes, I totally believe that. But the true healing comes from when we actually embody what we learn to whatever extent feels safe and we go back to those situations and again, make the decision whether these people are in your life or whether you need to cut contact or restrict contact, whatever it is. But also, how can I use this and integrate this into this relationship? Because I don't want them to treat me like this anymore. And start using your voice, start using your boundaries. If you can't voice it, write it down and give it to them in written form. If you need to communicate, I need space, this is getting really heated, then start there. It's really coming back to yourself and going, how can I use the tools that Steph or Bianca gave me? And how can I really integrate this into my relationships, my friendships, my job. I feel like that's where the real feeling of stepping into your power comes from.
I love it. So, so beautiful. And I think, that's one of the hardest parts, right? It's like you hear people going on plant medicine retreats or they go through, you know, these beautiful retreats and then they come back and they're like, I just only feel good there. And you'll see them go back 100 times. And it's like, no. You need to take what you had there and really embody it and find how what that person says actually fits inside your body. And I think that's such a beautiful, beautiful way to deal with that. So thank you so much for sharing. And I'm definitely going to incorporate that embodiment as well. I love that so much. And so I always love to ask my guests like words of inspiration, wisdom, anything you have for anyone who's listening along. Maybe they've never done anything like this before and it's truly inspired them. What would be some, you know, words of wisdom if for any area that you want to share?
I love that. My Aquarius mind's just like freedom. I can say whatever I want. The mic is mine. I'm just looking outside as well. And there is the most beautiful sunset here in the Gold Coast tonight. It has been raining for weeks and we've had no gorgeous sunsets. There's like beautiful blue and pink hues. And I'm like, this is like the perfect timing. Words of wisdom. I'm just going to sit with that for a moment and see what wants to come through. I feel like something I want to share is to be our fully expressed selves means giving a voice not only to our highs and our positivity, but also the parts of ourselves we suppress. And if you need to listen to that again, hit that, you know, back 10 or back 15 second thing and repeat that, because I probably need to write it down myself. But I feel like so many people are only willing to go on one end. Some people are, again, addicted to healing. They're addicted to all of the personal development courses and all of the things. And they're addicted to being in that low and being rescued and being seen in all of these different ways. And then some people only want to do courses or only want to be in spaces where they're like high vibey and doing all these things. True expression is allowing yourself to feel it all, to feel fully alive. And I say fully alive, like not just you living and breathing, but you fully feeling it all, feeling the lows, the highs, and everything in between. I don't like saying the gray, but like, you know, those colors that just like mesh and they don't mesh, but it just works. That's how you are. You're not just this like seamless sunset that's happening in the Gold Coast right now. As much as I wish, you know, my healing looks like this, we're just this ball of stuff. We're this ball of stuff. I can't put it into any better words, but we're multifaceted beings. We have lots of parts of us. Some parts are going to resonate with others and some are not. You're going to trigger others and they're going to trigger you. And this is the beauty of awareness. But I think, yeah, give a voice to all of you. Give a voice to all of you, because that's where you will really find yourself.
So beautiful, so important. I feel like we've almost, with the age of social media, and thank God there's some beautiful, beautiful people out there now just showing their truth, you know, no more editing, less filters. Like, we're really starting to awaken as a society and become conscious of what's real and what's not, which is so, so important. And I can say that I've been a victim of all of it as well, and put myself in those situations to fit a certain standard, to be a certain way. And it's like, no, as soon as I stopped editing these podcasts, as soon as we stopped doing those things, people can see your truth and that is your medicine. Like, it's so beautiful. And it's like, if all of us are just the same, if we all look exactly the same, then what makes us us? And it's like, no one can be you. And you don't really want to be anyone either. And it's like, when we can witness those parts, wow, like life can be truly magnificent. And I don't mean to sound like toxic positivity, but it's true. Like, life is meant to be ebbs and flows. We can't know love. We can't know any of these things without feeling the polar opposite. And that's where trauma is actually a beautiful thing, rather than needing to be something that triggers us. Because it's like, wow, like, without that polar opposite experience, I wouldn't even know how to do this. You know, we wouldn't have beautiful coaches like Steph who can truly empathize with all of the things we go through, because that's how the world works. When we look at it vibrationally, it's like we have to experience the dynamics. And when you start to feel those things, you know, have you ever watched someone? I love to say this, like, have you ever watched someone and been like, I really feel triggered by that, but there's something I also like in that. And it's like, that's also a really beautiful window into like what you want to be or what you truly are. And the reason why we have all these triggers and things is like, that is your medicine. Go deep within those. And I think, yeah, that was just so, so beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I am so grateful. Like, I just always feel so inspired and so loved and so safe in your environment and being close to you. It feels like we've known each other for many lifetimes, honestly. And I'd love for you to just share with everyone where they can find you, what you're offering at the moment. And yeah.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm not going to lie, I felt really nervous coming into this because I don't run a podcast. Sometimes I'm like, what if technically I can't do all these things? But I've loved this conversation. I love that we got to be really real and authentic and we got to mess it up and it just got to be okay. So just thank you for allowing all parts of me. The way that you all can find me, if you feel like my message or my voice or my story, my journey has resonated with you, Instagram at Steph Komenakis, and I'm sure Bianca will tag me in the notes because my last name is a bit of a long one. Two offerings I have at the moment. One is a group, one is a one-to-one. My group that Bianca was just talking about is Beliefs Unlocked, and it is just next level for a container. It's all about your trauma, your healing, implementing your boundaries, giving your inner child a voice, and really allowing yourself to be fully seen, fully heard by people who can actually hold you. And me leading the way, being really trauma-informed and really I've walked this journey myself, so I know how it feels to be on those highs and lows and being triggered and not knowing how to express. We journey all of that. That starts on the 22nd of Feb. So if you're interested in that, send me a DM and we can go from there. My other space is Alive. It's my one-to-one experience that goes for 12 weeks. This is for not only a woman, but it's for the being. I'm opening it up to all genders this year. It's for the being who is ready to feel it all, to live it all, to have it all. They're wanting to move states or they're wanting to move across the world. They're wanting to make the money in their business. They're wanting to attract the relationships that actually nourish them. When I say relationships, I mean platonic and romantic. They want to feel fulfilled. They want to feel fully alive, hence the name of the container. So yeah, if you're interested in either of those or you're just wanting to have a chat and say that you listened to this episode, please just shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from you. But yeah, they're the spaces you can find me in.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Steph. I love you so much and so honored to be a part of this journey with you. And thank you for shining your light so bright and just helping people walk the path to just being who they truly are. It's an absolute inspiration. And you're so young as well. There's just so much beautiful things coming for you. And I'm so excited to walk this path with you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I've loved being here so, so much.
Bless.
I love you all. I want you to remember that we've got this and that you've got this. And if you run with your scars rather than using them as an excuse, life can be truly abundant. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. The show notes can be found in the link of my bio of my Instagram, Bianca's Holistic Way, along with free chronic illness support groups and all of my offerings and services. If you liked this episode, please leave me a 5-star review so others can find this podcast too. And if you know someone who may relate, please feel free to share it with them as well. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Bless, and I will speak to you just so soon.